Blackhawks get another shot at the Florida Panthers before they leave the Sunshine State, and they've got to make this one count. For the Hawks to return to the Windy City with at least one win on the trip, a full 60 minutes is required. We're underway in South FLA as the Hawks control. Jadorov will pitch a pass up the left wing. Was intended for Janmark. It ends up at the Florida line. Played back by the Panthers and in behind the Hawk net it goes. Picked off there by Barkov. Ahead of Verhaeghe into the Hawk zone down the left wing. Cuts in front. Backhand. He scores. Carter Verhaeghe got in behind Ian Mitchell, who was a little too forward up on the play. Verhaeghe darted in behind him, took a pass from Barkov, raced in on Lankinen and beat him with a backhand. With 6:35 left in the first, it's 1-0 Florida.
Nice play by Verhaeghe.
Penalty at 16:07 of period one, off the faceoff. Panthers control, Yandel a long shot from the line, they score. This deflected, I believe Patrick Hornquist may have gotten a piece of this. Or maybe the rebound, yeah, on second look it was Hornquist doing what he does best. Bothering goaltenders at the top of the crease, finding loose change and putting it home. Power play goal, 2-0 Panthers. Keith got it back at the line to Kubalik, right circle, pumps it on goal. Bobrovsky turned it away. Kubalik again with a drive. He scores! Dominic Kubalik!
Yeah.
Let it rip from the right circle. Boy, if you give him enough chances, he's going to light the lamp, and he did. What a blast! Shaw got the puck in over the Panther line to Strome along the left board. Fed it back into the high slot, batted away. Now here's Duclair into the Hawk zone, dancing down the slot. He leaves the puck on goal, knocked away by Lankinen, but Verhaeghe following up, scoops it into the net. They score, and for Carter Verhaeghe, that's his second goal on the game, second on the season, gives the Panthers a 3-1 lead.
Bobrovsky able to hang on to it.
Had he and Shaw in front of the net. Here's Kubalik. Hammers a shot. He scores! Dominic Kubalik from the same spot. He scored his first power play goal in this game. Top of the right circle. He blasts this pass. Bobrovsky and the Hawks with two power play goals in this game. Trail 3-2. And he picks up the puck at center ice. Weaving it over the Panther line left wing. Cutting back in the slot. Slows down Deeks and shoots. And Bobrovsky down with a butterfly save. Leading the charge into the Panther zone down the right wing. Backhand, he scores! What a shot by Patrick Kane! An absolute backhand snipe over the shoulder of Bobrovsky with 49 seconds left in the second period. The Hawks have tied it at 3. The precision shooting of Patrick Kane is just something to absolutely marvel at.
Yeah. Bobrovsky's got no chance, and sorry, Riley Stillman. You look like Corey Stillman on that one, who was a forward, because what a move by Patrick Kane.
Here's Boquist to a loose puck near corner Hawk zone. Quick pass up the right boards to Kubalik. Outlets on the fly to Kurashev. Through center ice over the Panther line. Long wrist shot. He scores! His first National Hockey League goal. Philip Kurashev let it rip from near the top of the left wing circle, and this eludes Bobrovsky. And for the first time this season, the Blackhawks have a lead in the game. It's 4-3 Hawks.
Boy, Kurashev lets this shot go through a screen, uses the defenseman as a screen. Kubalik, a nice outlet backhand pass.
120 on the power play to Yandel, left point. He'll back up to the deep slot, give it to Huberto, top of the left circle. Behind the back pass to Yandel, straight away with a drive. He scores. It's a power play goal, and the Panthers have tied it at 4. Over to Uyghur. He'll carry up the middle of the ice to center ice. Uyghur now on the right wing side. Carrying in over the Hawk line. Fed it to the left wing side. Barkov put it across. Vetrano shoots and scores. And the Panthers win in overtime. The final score, the Panthers 5 and the Hawks 4. The Hawks won't leave the state of Florida empty-handed. They did get a point out of this game. Definitely one of the better goals you'll ever see in this season or any of them. Patrick Kane, who brought us back to the airwaves here tonight, scoring on a beautiful backhander to tie the score at 3 near the end of the second period. We went to the third period. The teams traded goals and went to overtime. And Frank Vetrano scoring at 2:50 overtime for the Florida Panthers from Barkov and Uyghur. And the Blackhawks record now 0-3-1. As I mentioned, they're not leaving Florida empty-handed. They will get one out of a possible 8 points.